Courtesy is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair. It is a Thursday, and it's that time of the week that we introduce Russ Collins. He's been stopping by every Thursday for 25 years to co-host Cinema Chat. So glad to have you back and see you here.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here, and it's a special pleasure today because last night and then tonight we are doing a film that's called Up There. It's going to be
very local ties, right?
Absolutely. It's shot in the Upper Peninsula and was written and stars Zoe Canters, who's a University of Michigan grad. And it takes place in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. And it's about a journalist who is assigned to do a story in a sleepy mining town, but then discovers some interesting things and difficult things going on. And it revolves around Emma, who's Zoe Canters' character. And this journalist and some parts of her background. So Zoe and some other special guests will be there tonight at the screening.
Oh, great.
At Q&A? 7:30. It's going to be at the State Theater, and there'll be a Q&A afterwards. Absolutely.
So fun.
Go see Up There tonight at the Michigan Theater, at the State Theater, at the State Theater.
What were you doing in the mid-1970s when you turned on the television? What show were you waiting for?
Well, it was Charlie's Angels.
There you go. So
I, I didn't watch that too much, but they are doing another movie of it.
You did not have a Farrah Fawcett poster on your wall as a
Farrah
teenage
Foster
boy?
Was a big thing when I was a freshman in college,
sure.
But Kristen Stewart and Naomi Scott and Ella Balenska is star in this this remake of the TV show, and there were other movies that were made, but it's about a guy that has three secret agent ladies that work for him.
Well, isn't Charlie a woman in this one? I believe so.
Charlie is a woman in this one. So,
I like it. Updated for the times.
That's right. We'll check it out. A film that I'm really looking forward to, Charlie's Angels, I'm not quite so much looking forward to, but
yeah, right.
Ford versus Ferrari, I'm really excited about, which stars Matt Damon and Christian Bale, about the car guy, Carroll Shelby, who most people are going to know because he redesigned and was involved to a certain degree with the original design of the Mustang.
Right.
But in
Shelby Cobra.
Yeah, exactly. But in the 60s, they also went into competition with Ferrari because the Ford Motor Company wanted to buy Ferrari, but Ferrari wasn't really interested in being controlled by Ford.
Can't buy them, beat them.
That's right. So they decided to make the Ford GT, which is a legendary car. And this is the story about that car being put together by Carroll Shelby and Ken Miles, who was the British-born driver played by Christian Bale. They end up running against Enzo Ferrari's car in the 24-hour race at Le Mans, France, in 1966, and they won. So I just ruined the plot, didn't I? Well, anyway.
It's really about the interactions.
Go check it out. The relationship between the two guys and the corporate dynamics are really, really interesting. And then Ian McKellen and Helen Mirren star in The Good Liar. Ian McKellen plays a con man, and Helen Mirren, a millionaire who is going to be the victim.
And but they are such good actors.
They are.
I can't wait to see that kind of dynamic and interaction between. I actually, of the three we just talked about, that's the one I want to see most.
Well, I'm really interested
Although
in Ford
my dad
versus
may
Ferrari.
Twist my arm and force me to go see Ford versus Ferrari.
That's right. Well, another film that's opening up was a Sundance Film Festival hit. It's called The Report. There's been a lot of NPR stories about this film about Daniel Jones. This is a narrative film. It's not a documentary about the this gentleman, Daniel Jones, who was the lead investigator for the U.S. Senate in a sweeping investigation of the CIA in terms of their interrogation program.
Brought to light all of the waterboarding techniques
exactly.
and the Guantanamo things that were going on.
And Adam Driver plays Daniel Jones. Annette Bening and John Hamm also star in this. And the report draws on a dark chapter in American history to offer a sober, gripping account of one's public servant's crusade for accountability. The film's gotten great reviews. It was a big buzz film coming out of Sundance. Go check out The Report.
Martin Scorsese's returning to the screen next week.
That's right. Next a week from today, we open The Irishman. So we'll talk
Can't wait
about
to see that.
Martin Scorsese, Robert De Niro, a lot of your favorite favorite mafia-style actors from earlier Scorsese films.
You're not going to ruin my day with any mention of Star Wars, are you?
Well, just that it's opening December 19th and tickets on sale now, but we won't talk about it anymore.
So. You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair alongside Russ Collins, and special screenings this week?
That's right. I saw this film at Sundance, Anthropocene, The Human Epoch, and it's a beautifully shot film about the degradation of the environment around the globe, and it's part of our Science on Screen film. It's going to be tonight at 7:30 at the Michigan Theater. You can go check that out.
There may not be any more important issue.
That's true. That is so true. And then late night, we have Clueless at 11 o'clock on Friday and Saturday. The Metropolitan
Opera. Is that still a
thing? It is a thing, absolutely. They're not midnights anymore. This week it's Clueless, and then it's going to be Late Night, and then Get Out in the following weeks. But the Metropolitan Opera is doing Madame Butterfly, and then on the 23rd of November they're doing Philip Glass's Akhenaten, which has gotten a lot of press, especially for the lead singer, who's a countertenor, a very high singing male voice. It's very cool. And then this is the first announcement of this, but on Saturday, February the 1st, the University of Michigan School of Music, Theater, and Dance in the Michigan Theater will present a very special presentation of Porgy and Bess, which is the new Metropolitan Opera production of that seminal and controversial American opera musical theater piece. So we'll get more information about that, but that will be very cool. We're going to do a Stratford, a live recorded version of The Tempest that was done at Stratford this last summer. That's going to be Sunday, November 17th at 2 o'clock. Really limited screening, but a very special production there. Our journalism series continues with Network on Monday at 7:30.
That was done so well.
Yeah, it's a great film, as is His Girl Friday, which is the next film on the 25th. The Washtenaw County, the Washtenaw Housing Alliance and the Shelter Association is doing a film called Owned, A Tale of Two Americas.
This should be really interesting and extraordinarily pertinent, both locally and nationally.
Absolutely. There's a documentary on Ram Dass, who's this Harvard professor who kind of dropped out in the 60s and became a really interesting popular culture character that had some really profound things to say. So go check that out. That's going to be on Tuesday at 7:30. Our La Femmes Essentielles series concludes actually with La Sauvage, which is going to be Tuesday at 7:30. And this is
a Catherine Deneuve film, right?
Catherine Deneuve, absolutely. And then we're doing Jojo Rabbit, which is a satirical film that's gotten really great reviews. And in association with that, we're showing The Great Dictator, which is another satirical piece that was done by Charlie Chaplin back in the 1930s on a similar subject. And it's interesting.
And that is a revered film.
It is a revered film.
And you have
film.
To wonder, in today's political climate, could it even get made?
Yeah, well, and it was a different time.
Yeah.
Charlie Chaplin didn't know a lot of what was going on down there, so out in Germany. So if you haven't seen Where's My Ray Cohn, that's going to go away really quickly. It's still playing. The Lighthouse is a really acclaimed film, probably some Academy Award nominations there. Pain and Glory is a foreign language film that will definitely get nominated for Best Foreign Language Film. Great performances there by Antonio Banderas and Penelope Cruz. So, like we said, Jojo Rabbit's continuing. Parasite, which is the hottest foreign language film to play in the last decade.
Our own Michael Jewett saw it and loved it.
It is
loved
amazing. It is amazing. So, anyway, lots to check out, even at the commercial theater. So, we'll see you at the movies.
As you might imagine, a lot of choices, yes. And head out to the movies. Let us know which one you saw. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and thank you for joining us for another edition of Cinema Chat exclusively on your community NPR station. That is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from the track, and we'll see you at the movies.